Okay, before we start, let's just get this out of the way.
My Talk 107.1 is KTMY FM, HD1, Coon Rapids, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
I need some dirt!
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert. Up-to-the-minute entertainment and pop culture news heard at the top of every hour on My Talk 107.1.
Yeah, that's really great. Could you please tell us what's going on?
Kate Middleton and Prince William lost their little buddy, Boo. Oh, their 9-year-old dog has died. They shared the news about Lupo on their Instagram page.
Lupo.
I don't know what kind of dog he is, but they said, very sadly, last weekend, our dear dog Lupo passed away.
I wonder, he's
kind of young, too.
Yeah, he had been the heart of our family for the past 9 years. Not my family, but theirs. And we will miss him so much. That's really hard for kids, too.
Giant black dog with really long fur on his ears.
Okay.
Happy news. Happy news.
If you're a fan of Deadpool, Deadpool 3 is happening, and it's being written by the Emmy-winning writers of Bob's Burgers.
Something that
Donna would not like because it's a cartoon, and she doesn't like cartoons.
Yeah. She's just... Her disposition is against animation, unless it's Looney Tunes, drop an anvil on my head kind of a thing.
Yep. So the writers just happen to be sisters, Lizzie Molyneux Logan and Wenzie Molyneux, and they're writers of Bob's Burgers. I don't know really anything about them, but I always wonder, if you have a successful franchise and you have just an incredible first movie, why not just keep the same writers for the next movies? Why do they switch it up?
That's a great question.
Why take the risk? I don't know. You'd think a studio wouldn't want to take a risk with other writers, but hey, whatever. Okay, let's see here. Oh, gosh, there's this UFC fighter named Mike Perry, and he was ready to walk out for UFC 255 to his music, and unfortunately, they made a mistake and started playing Beyonce's Halo. No, this isn't his typical music. And he was like, what is this blanking Halo? And he chose to go along with it and just began singing along with the song. You got to respect that from a guy who's trying to, you know,
pummel someone.
Beat the crap out of somebody.
Sure.
Yeah, so kind of funny.
And now, coming to the ring,
I can see my Halo.
Yep. If you want more stories like this, go to mytalk1071.com or you can download our app.
That is brand new information.
My Talk Dirt Alerts at the top of every hour. And at 820, 1220, and 520 on My Talk 107.1.
Good morning. Welcome back. Thank you for listening to My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. I'm just looking at a story about Harry Styles. And, his win for favorite pop rock album was not broadcast. And fans are calling it Harry-phobic.
Oh, no. Now you're talking about the American Music Awards that happened last night that no one knew was happening last night.
You got it.
It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine. And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is the beat.
Yeah, I mean, that Watermelon Sugar song that Dawn loves so much is was his very first number one song. And he did take home. That's a big win. Favorite album?
Yeah.
That's a really
big...
That's
great. Good for him.
So congratulations to him. Did you see any of the awards, Steve?
No, not even a little bit. Like I said, I didn't have a clue.
I didn't either.
That they were happening until I was watching a DVR episode from Friday Night Shark Tank, and a commercial said, this Sunday on the AMAs. And I was like,
You're like, whoops.
That already happened.
Hey, how about that? Speaking of the Shark Tank, how about that mushroom jerky?
Unbelievable.
Get my hands on that, huh?
I was just eating beef jerky, and I thought of the mushroom jerky again. I thought, I want to eat that.
Pans.
Yes. Pans, mushroom jerky. Dawn.
Yeah.
Dawn, you missed it. You got to get in on this.
I know. I thought about it this weekend, and then I had to watch that. I had a forced movie I had to watch.
Gosh. Can't wait to hear about that. Anyway, back to the AMA Awards. So, it was all about Taylor Swift. She won Artist of the Year, Favorite Music Video for Cardigan. She won Favorite Female Pop/Rock Artist. There were a lot of, like, big acts. Taraji P. Henson?
Yes.
She was the host.
Was the host. She was fine. She was fine. I mean, she's delightful. Just everybody was half naked.
Ooh, like J-Lo. She performed with Maluma, and she had a really... But, you know, we kind of expect that from her. People were comparing it to Beyonce's performance in Drunk in Love in 2014.
Yes! Put me down, boy. Yes,
yes, queen!
Megan Thee Stallion. I mean, she might as well have not been wearing pants. I mean... However, her performance, watching them dance, watching good dancers dance...
Is great.
Is so satisfying.
Yeah. That's why I watch, like, World of Dance and So You Think You Can Dance. It's just so fun to watch people do that. And they make it look effortless. Meanwhile, their body is actually going...
I know. And
but
so
they make it look
fit.
So graceful. Oh. Yeah, very fit.
Doja Cat was named Best New Artist. Bieber won Favorite Male Pop Rock Artist. Don't Start Now by Dua Lipa was the favorite song. BTS was the favorite group. Louis Capaldi performed.
Yes.
Can we start with a little Louis Capaldi? Because people are so over his whiny songs.
Yeah, I wonder if it's just Americans. Here's a clip of him singing our favorite song before you go on the show.
Hoodie kills me.
So that was nice.
I think there's a reason why we judge that song harshly. And it's
we never get to hear the whole song.
Well, maybe, but we also don't want that kind of melodramatic sap bringing us back from break. It makes us feel like we need to be leaning into some sort of a mopey headline.
But with a voice,
you want to be
right.
in your. He has a great voice.
With a voice like that, I want to hear something super upbeat. I want to hear a dance song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? Interesting.
He's got a great
voice.
He's
got a great voice, yeah. But it's the context in which we hear the song. You ever hear a song that you're kind of fine with, but then you hear it at a club or you hear it in a workout class, like where it's thumping? And you're like, me, likey, now.
Yeah.
In the flippy flop, you can sort of negatively critique a song because of where you hear it. You know?
You're right. Well, then Katy Perry performed with Darius Rucker. I have not heard this song before, but I think it's an interesting matchup. There were a lot of, pairings with artists.
On stage together or remote?
On stage together.
What
world. I know.
Very far apart?
Yes. And then the person singing wasn't wearing a mask, and then the people in the band were all masked up.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying. Okay, so here is, let's listen to this song. What is it called?
Only Love with Darius Rucker, Katy Perry.
So much I'd say.
Oh, they're clapping now.
Clapping.
I feel like I'm at church. I don't think this is the right song to clap to.
Agreed.
Who started the clapping?
That would be me.
No. Now they bailed on it. That's good. You got to cut bait on a clap when it doesn't fit. You do, or else it screws up the whole song. And there's always somebody trailing on the clap.
You're right.
It's like, what do we do?
She sounds great.
I think it sounds pretty. I think their voices sound pretty together.
She's not overdoing it. When she's on stage with other women, Katy Perry has a tendency to go
out diva.
Really
full tilt.
Sure.
Anything you can do, I can do better. And she does have quite a
great
voice.
I mean, yeah, between her and Demi Lovato. If they're on stage together, it's like, wow.
Have you ever seen one of those divas performances? Like they
do? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they'd have like Aretha Franklin. Then it would be like Faith Hill, Martina McBride. Then they'd have Katy Perry and Kelly Clarkson. And it is just too much.
It's exhausting. It's like a bunch of stand-up comedians trying to do improv together. They're used to being on stage alone. And then you're like, okay, no one's listening to each other.
God. So did they not get a defined shot of who started that clap?
I don't think so, Steve. Are you
that
really
shouldn't
focused
have happened.
On the clap?
Yes. It shouldn't have happened. It sounded like a poorly attended auditorium situation.
Yeah.
Well, that's
and when a group clap, it's got to be like it's not calculus what we're doing. We're clapping to a beat. And when there's a trail, when a clap goes clap 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 clap. That is infuriating for me.
Don't ever do that again. I'd rather hear the offbeat clap.
And again, though, really, really happy that they cut bait. You got to eject seat out of there and realize we got in over ourselves.
They're clapping to, like, If I Were Gonna Die Tomorrow. That's the song. Right. That's what it's about.
Right. I Should Call My Mom.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, let's clap to this.
The Weeknd's performance was really interesting. First of all, I couldn't tell that that was, I was like, who is this? Who does this with the bandage? I can't remember.
Yeah. So The Weeknd came out and he was all bandaged up. And if you haven't been watching his music videos for his album After Hours, you wouldn't know what it was. It was really just basically a character from his album and his album artwork. And apparently he's trying to send a message through his song Blinding Lights, which has, you know, it's about love. But it's also, he has this other message about drinking and driving going on. In his this album and a song, it's like a concept album.
Yes.
And so he's trying to send a message about, you know, the dangers of drinking and driving.
I think that's great. At first I was like, what, is this a mummy thing?
Yeah. I mean, he's all bandaged up. It looks very realistic.
Black and blue eyes.
Yes.
Yeah. That was a really great performance because he's on this bridge. It starts out with Kenny G, of all people.
Right. Alexis this morning loved Kenny G's flowing hair. She likes long hair. That is so funny.
It was great. It was a really great performance. So there you go, guys. We got to go. We're going to be announcing a name in about 7 minutes from right now.
This is going to be so exciting.
Yes. If you hear your name called,
okay,
call us back at 651-641-1071 within 10 minutes. And if you do so, we're going to give you $100.
You'll instantly win $100, and then you'll be entered for a chance to win our $10,000 grand prize. So we will announce that name, today's winner, coming up here in just a moment. We'll also dig into our thoughts on the latest episode of The Mandalorian and why Donna's suggesting one cast member might soon be leaving the show.
Mm.
We'll dig into that when we return. It's Don and Steve.
It's not the ding dang diggly do song.
No.
Oh, man.
I guess it can be.
Yeah. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Did you watch The Mandalorian?
This is the way.
It's getting really fun.
They're so funny. They're leaning into the baby Yoda silliness, you know?
Yes, it's so cute.
But it's also, it's just a very easy to digest Star Wars episodic, which we've never really seen before outside of start with like the Clone Wars and their Lego shows, but never live action. And it's fun. You know, it's going to be resolved. And then they're just going to sort of slowly kick the can down the road so that you want another episode because they're tipping their cap to something coming. But you also feel satisfied with like, oh, all right.
I don't even know what's really going on, to tell you the truth.
Sure.
I don't care. I just like the characters. I think they're funny. Like some of the...
So you're watching it like a kid.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Okay. I'm not watching it with any knowledge of Star Wars other than, you know, some of the fun with the alien-looking people and the humor. I love when you've got a weird alien looking guy and he just talks like he's from California, you know? So fun. Like that green guy this past episode.
Yeah.
Oh my God, so funny.
It's very, and I love the creatures and the creations, and it's just so visually entertaining. And there's always at least a couple of totally like kick ass scenes.
Yes.
The Mandalorian, you just know. I can't wait when he, in almost every episode, he gets into some sort of precarious situation.
Excuse me. We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a very special announcement.
Oh, my God.
Dude, it sucks this year.
We'll resume our regularly scheduled programming after we announce a Live for Free name. It's been a tough year. We want you to live for free for the rest of 2020. And today's name, Steve?
Ooh, White Bear Lake. Say it again.
We're going to White Bear Lake.
White Bear Lake. You read it, Donna.
Lisa Lindvall. Lisa Lindvall. Give us a call right now, 651-641-1071. If you get back to us in the next 10 minutes, not only will we give you $100, but we'll put you in the drawing for the grand prize of $10,000.
Wow. Whoop. That is just fantastic.
Lisa Lindvall.
And if your name isn't Lisa Lindvall, don't call.
That's a good way to go.
She's blocking the line for Lisa, and then she might hang up because she thinks no one's answering.
Oh, no. Don't hang up. Never give up.
Oh, boy.
Lisa Lindvall, White Bear Lake. Call us.
Yes, no. And if you know her, text her, tell her to call us.
Yes. 651-641-1071. We want you to win. Okay, so back to Mandalorian. So one of my favorite characters is, I don't know what her name is on the show, but the actress who, she's a...
Gina Carano.
Yes.
So former Gina Carano, MMA fighter.
I don't know what her character name is, though. Do you?
No, let's call her Gina.
Okay, we'll call her Gina. Apparently, there's been some backlash because she's made some comments on social media that people don't agree with, and it's political stuff. I don't know exactly, but they've been calling for her to be fired from The Mandalorian.
Yeah, she's made some, like, anti-mask post. She seems to support President Trump, and
some,
Twitter doesn't always like that.
Comments, yes. So, it looks like, do you think they gave her character an out in the latest episode? Some headlines are saying that the Mandalorian writers kind of give her character an out by suggesting she go back to join the army.
Hold that thought. Yep. Let's talk to Lisa.
Lisa!
Woo-hoo! Good morning,
Lisa. Congrats.
Good morning.
Hi. So tell us where you were when you just heard your name.
At work.
Oh, my goodness. Did you have to call us on the sly, or are you working from home and it just doesn't matter?
I announced it at work.
You said they called my name. Oh, good.
Oh, that is fantastic. Okay, wonderful. So you just won $100 instantly just by giving us a call. And now you are entered for our $10,000 Live for Free grand prize. So let's ask you this. If we end up calling your name at the end of our contest, which is going to be happening, I believe, in about the first week of December, coming up soon, mm-hmm. what would you do with the $10,000?
Probably college tuition for my daughter.
Oh, these nice people.
No kidding.
Gosh.
No one said, like, you know, just I'm getting my nails done every week for the rest of my life. That's really, really sweet. And is she already in college, or she's prepping for college?
She's in.
Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, well, that would just be so lovely. What a wonderful sentiment.
If she's nice to me, I guess, maybe.
Right. Yeah. You got to put a stipulation on that for sure.
Right.
Lisa, congratulations. Thank you so much for listening to My Talk 107.1. We appreciate you.
Oh, I appreciate you guys.
Thanks. Don't hang up.
Bye,
okay?
Lisa.
Hold on. Let me get your info. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. We just got an email from Becky. She said, I kept wondering, is that green guy on The Mandalorian, is he somebody? And she said, did you all know, to my knowledge, that guy was Horatio Sanz?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Who is Horatio Sanz?
Do you remember him from Saturday Night Live? He was on for maybe, five or six, seven seasons. Very funny and just very likable.
Yes, I do. Oh, my gosh. Yes, he was great. I love that they bring in all these guest stars. Listen, if you're not watching Mandalorian and you have Disney Plus, you are really missing out. It is
very fun.
It's delightful.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I just dig it. And it's like each time we're pumped. We're pumped when the intro starts. We're talking about the episode right afterward. And they're just bite-sized, too. They range anywhere from, 30 to 50-ish minutes.
Yeah.
And each one is a different length from the next, so you don't totally know, but you're never going to be like, oh, gosh, will this thing end? We usually say, oh, it's already over.
I know, same. And I have you to thank for it, Steve, because you knew that Baby Yoda would get to me.
That's right.
Would hit my heart.
Yes.
And he did, and I love... I wonder if they, took recordings of actual babies, because some of the sounds he makes are so baby-like, like the breathing,
I know. They just sound so stinking cute, too.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
New episode of Mandalorian coming out this Friday.
Let's play
Black
a game.
Friday.
Let's want to?
Yeah, 651-641-1071. That's the number that you can call to play the College of Pop Culture Knowledge, me versus Donna. I've got 100 wins. How's today going to go? Find out next. Let's play.
You go.
Call us. you could win a prize. 651-641-1071. And then bet on me.
Time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, Dawn McLean.
I want to see how smart you are.
Okay, let's see. With a score of 100 for Steve and 75 for Donna Valentine, we are playing the College of Pop Culture Knowledge, a game we play every day here on the Donna and Steve show. And we have, by the grace of God, Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. Hey,
hello.
Thank you for calling and playing. Where are you calling from today?
Shakopee.
Shakopee.
Nice. Dirty South.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Yep.
Oh, you got to cross the river to come here.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. Now, if you had to eat the same thing every day for the rest of your life, Elizabeth, what would it be?
Oh, avocados.
Oh, that's wow. A great answer. We haven't had that one yet.
They're so expensive.
If you win today, you're going to go home with a My Talk t-shirt. Today's topic on the College of Pop Culture Knowledge, if I have everyone's attention, is characters named Jack. So, Elizabeth, it comes down to you. Who do you think knows more about characters named Jack, Donna or Steve?
Donna.
Yeah.
You don't mean that.
All right. You will help Donna Valentine in this game.
Right,
Steve
bye.
Will leave for a while so he doesn't hear the questions in advance. And the timer is going to start after I ask the first question. Now, Elizabeth, just be quiet in the background while Donna answers, and then we'll ask your opinion at the end. Got it?
Okay.
All right.
You're
going
to have to call Steve back, by the way, because I don't know where my phone is.
Oh, Donna. Okay, here, let me get that ready.
All right, you get that ready, and I'll do a tap dance.
Okay. Let's just do SP, Steve Patterson. Okay, there we go. All right. Character's name Jack. The timer will start after I ask the first question. Are you ready, Donna?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Tom Clancy penned character portrayed by Alec Baldwin, John Krasinski, and more.
Jack. Oh, what's his name? Jack. It's from a book. Jack. A pass.
On which TV show was the boss named Jack Donaghy?
30-something.
Okay, and question three, 1980 film with the character of writer Jack Torrance.
Oh, geez Louise. I don't know. And the first one is Jack. Oh, Jack Ryder. I'm going to need your help, girl. I don't know.
Okay, Elizabeth, let's see if you can help Donna out. The first one, Tom Clancy penned character portrayed by Alec Baldwin, John Krasinski, and more.
Oh, God.
I think it's Jack Ryan.
There you go.
Double entendre, right?
Yes.
We'll take it.
Okay, on what, let's see, she said 30-something for the second one?
Sure.
Okay, and 1980 film with the character of writer Jack Torrance.
Oh, that one I don't know.
Okay.
Never heard of it.
We will get Steve back in the room here, see how he does with this.
He's going to do better because it's such a dude subject.
Yeah,
Donna,
yeah.
Did you misplace your phone?
Yep, she sure
what?
Did.
Were you taunting me?
No, I just got a text message from Don, who's already juggling a lot by hosting this game show. And
okay.
I say this as a former one-time host who did not do well.
Oh, come on. Man.
No, I was stuttering, reading things out of order. It was a whole thing.
Oh, my gosh.
How'd you do, Donna?
We don't talk about that, Steve.
Sorry.
Okay, the topic today, once again, is characters named Jack.
Uh-oh. It's coming to
sounds like Elizabeth.
Head.
Libby.
Elizabeth. Okay.
Dang it.
We'll see how Steve does in this game, characters named Jack. The timer will start after I ask the first question. Are you ready, Steve?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question one. Tom Clancy penned character portrayed by Alec Baldwin, John Krasinski, and more.
Jack Ryan.
Question two. On which TV show was the boss named Jack Donaghy?
30 Rock.
Question three. 1980 film with the character of writer Jack Torrance.
Huh, this shouldn't be difficult, but it is. Jack Torrance. 1980. Writer Jack Torrance, D word.
Oh,
I'm gonna say Rambo.
That's a good one. 1980. That's pretty good.
Yeah, you sure. Hey, Dawn. You're supposed to be impartial.
Sorry. I just want to see that character in Rambo now. Since I know what it is. Okay. Question number one. Let's go over the answers. Questions and answers. Question one. Tom Clancy penned character portrayed by Alec Baldwin, John Krasinski, and more. Donna said Jack.
Couldn't think of it.
Elizabeth
it
helped
R.
her out with Jack Ryan. Steve said Jack Ryan. That's correct. You both get a point.
Yay.
On which TV show was the boss named Jack Donaghy? Donna said 30-something. Steve said 30 Rock.
Oh my God! Oh no! Oh no! Oh no!
Yes.
I meant 30 Rock.
Okay,
did you mean 30 Rock?
She did, but
Elizabeth.
It didn't come out, so Steve got the point for that one.
Yes.
Let's just go ahead and read the third and give you the answer.
No.
1980 film with the character of writer Jack Torrance. Donna didn't have an answer. Steve said Rambo. It's The Shining.
Oh, boy.
God.
That would have changed Rambo.
Right.
Yes, it would have. Yeah. Would have been a shorter movie. Okay, in what movie is... this is the tiebreaker if you guys want to do this.
Sure.
Okay.
Wait, do we have to? Did I... Because it's time.
You won.
Oh, I won. Oh! Pressure's off. Yes! I'm
sorry.
But that means that Elizabeth, you did not win, but we'll still play the tiebreaker for fun, okay?
Sure.
Okay. In what movie is this Jack singing?
What's this? Pirates of the Caribbean.
There's something very wrong. What's this?
There's
people singing songs.
The one with Donkey.
The streets are lined with little creatures.
Wait, The Greatest Showman. Oh, The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes, Steve.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
It's a good movie.
It's really good.
Really
This is Halloween.
Okay, so you didn't win today, Elizabeth, but we thank you for calling in at the last minute.
You're welcome.
Do you want to give anyone a shout out?
We'll go with Shakopee in general.
Yeah.
You know what's nice about Betty? While we have you on the line, what's nice about Shakopee? It's got a really cute little downtown that not a lot of folks realize is there.
I just opened an insurance agency downtown Shakopee.
Oh, congratulations!
Oh, good for you.
Wow.
Yeah. What's the name of your business? You know, get it out there.
Yeah. Flagship Insurance. You know, why not open a brick and mortar during the pandemic? Right?
Yeah.
You got to take a risk.
Yeah.
This is going to be, you know about risks. You're in insurance. So you're going to do great.
High risk, high reward. Yes.
Right. That's why I went with you, Donna.
The best answer ever. That's got to be in a promo.
Elizabeth, thank you.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Libby.
Have a great day.
You know, it's really, I got to start doing is not second guessing because I kept going, Jack. Starts with an R. I'm like, Jack Ryan. No, that's too easy. So I didn't say it out loud. Mm. The Shining was the first thing that came to my mind. And I was like, don't say it because you're going to sound like a dummy.
Oh, Queen.
And that's what it was, Queen.
Oh, Queen. Doesn't care about that. Yeah. He said Rambo.
Yeah.
You're right.
It's better to have an answer.
You're right.
Do you ever listen back to this show? Because if this is the one thing that you're worried about sounding like an idiot, I want to free you from that burden and know that we are 3 hours littered with various points where all of us sound like total.
Oh, I see. They're trying to save
dummies.
The insult right there.
Yeah.
He's like, all of us, you know.
Don't walk me into this.
Right?
No, I sound like an idiot every day.
Oh, man.
Donna.
What? Oh. Yeah, I know. Suck, it's out the door. I got it. I get it. You're so
fun. It's fun. Can I tell you something about this crazy TikTok user?
Yes.
This is a case study. It's a case study in the power of TikTok. I mean, it's really, really unbelievable. So there is a TikTok user. Her name is Charlie. Everybody say Charlie.
Charlie.
So Charlie D'Amelio.
Somebody's dog just came running.
Yeah.
Right?
Charlie.
Charlie, want a treat? Charlie, want a treat? On Sunday, Charlie D'Amelio hit 100 million followers on TikTok. It's a milestone for Charlie.
Sure.
It's a milestone for TikTok, and notably the power of a smartphone camera. This from the Morning Brew newsletter. Charlie is 16 years old. They liken her to TikTok as to what Rafa Nadal is to the French Open. She is so dominant, there are only two other creators on TikTok who have more than 50 million followers. And she hit 100 million followers. She first downloaded... Beg your pardon?
I said, what's her gimmick?
Well, when she first downloaded TikTok in May of 2019, guys, she downloaded the app in May of 2019. She has 100 million followers. She was just filming dancing videos in her suburban Connecticut bedroom. That's what TikTok is, right? It's just all these little dances. But she has, as they denote, a combination of charisma and business savvy, plus great timing with the app itself skyrocketing in popularity. She gained around 94 million followers in a single year.
Crap.
Even more impressively, they note, she did it without drinking cranberry juice. Charlie and her increasingly famous family are thinking way beyond TikTok. In social media, she's got 8.5 million subscribers on YouTube, 33 million followers on Instagram. She also launched a podcast with her sister, signed a book deal, and had a Dunkin' drink named after her. Oh. So they say, spend this Thanksgiving plotting how your family can be the next D'Amelios. But she creates TikTok dances that then become very popular.
She's 10?
No, she's 16.
Oh, 16, okay.
And it's just unbelievable because those numbers, 100 million on TikTok, 8 million on YouTube subscribers.
She's an influencer instantly.
33 million on Instagram. I can't look at those numbers without thinking of the ability to monetize those so dramatically.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't have to work.
It's just
That's really great.
Crazy. So... I'm thinking it might be time for us to get on TikTok. Okay. As a show.
I don't even know what TikTok, is it editing? Do you have to do a lot of editing?
There is a lot of editing. Yeah. Once you get on TikTok and really learn its editing software and the rhythm of it, the muscle memory, because it's not like Instagram where you can just go hit record, turn it off, or post a picture.
Sure.
This is adding text. It's doing video tricks that they teach you how to do, lip syncing, dancing. Once you learn, I think, some of that, it becomes very easy. But I do feel like there's a bit of a barrier to entry for older folks. And that's me, too. Like, 30s, you're ancient on TikTok.
Sure. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Total dinosaur.
For the kids.
You can't do anything for the kids anymore.
I'm too old. I don't get it. I don't get the appeal.
Have you ever, in TikTok's defense, just downloaded the app and then just thumbed your way through videos for even 10 minutes?
I did once, and then I found out that, well, who was it? The CEO of Reddit said that he would never have that virusware on his phone. You're just giving, I don't know, it scared me, so I deleted it immediately.
China. Yeah, it's China. It's always China.
Oh, there's an old face filter you can do.
I just don't get it. I don't understand the appeal and why it's that different from Vine.
I think kids like things that are new, and nobody's really watching TV. They're watching videos and YouTube. They're looking for different forms of entertainment.
Yeah, I just. I'm just too old.
You kids have fun.
Thanks,
you have
Mom.
Fun. We'll Sorry, stay guys. Out of there. All right, guys. Hey, if you are traveling for Thanksgiving, and a lot of people are flying for Thanksgiving, the numbers actually kind of surprised me. But if you are, I've got 5 Thanksgiving foods you can bring through security at the airport and 5 that you can't.
Okay.
So you might want to listen up when we get tipsy coming up next. Welcome back.
Rub my belly.
Thanks for listening to My Talk 107.1.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Everything. Steve's doing his role playing. He's a puppy right now.
Funny that you say that, Donna.
Because you're rubbing your baby boo's belly.
No, the dog just walked into the bathroom with me, and I was like, all right, hey, no. I was like, all right, fine. He'll sit over here, and that's fine. And then I just hear, he's just taking a leak right in the bathroom.
He's doing
just
it right with on you. The,
right next to me. Just started peeing right next to me. I'm like, hey, man, if you're going to be up here, hang on. You need to impress my radio friends, and you're being a real...
lunatic right now. He's probably, he looks like he's plotting right now where he's going to crap in this closet.
Yeah. He's plotting his crap.
Oh, there's man.
Way too many wires in here, man.
Is he chewing?
He chews, yeah. Yeah, we have a lot of, leave it. Leave it.
Time for a tip.
Yeah.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
Okay, I have some tips if you're flying for Thanksgiving. And then we have a tip from Faba. She's
Faba Thompson.
Yes.
Yeah, we all know.
We'll
Faba.
Get to that coming up momentarily. But first, here are things that you can bring. Five foods you can carry onto an airplane. You could carry meat, frozen, raw, or cooked. They're all allowed.
Really?
Turkey, ham, whatevs.
In your carry-on?
Yeah.
Yes.
You could just have ground meat in a tube if you wanted.
In a tube. Stuffing. Cooked, uncooked, you can have it in your carry-on. Casseroles, fine. Or hot dishes, whatever, as long as, well, you might not want them to be hot at the time. Green bean casserole, mac and cheese, fresh vegetables and fruit. Oh, that's new.
Vegetable.
I thought you couldn't bring fruit. Oh, maybe that's only international.
Yeah, I think that's a customs thing.
Okay. Baked goods like pies, cakes, cookies, brownies. Every time I'd fly home for Christmas, I'd always have, like, lots of cookie tins and baked goods.
Yeah.
Now, here are five you cannot have, okay?
Okay.
They can go in your checked luggage. You just can't carry
them.
I'm
already mad.
Oh, hey, Dawn.
Okay. Mashed potatoes.
What?
Whole potatoes are fine, but once they're mashed, they're not solid food anymore, and they have to be checked. Okay. Cranberry sauce. It is spreadable, so it has to be checked, even the jelly kind.
Whoa. Is it the best place to check cranberry sauce in any dumpster? Because it's terrible.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's like candy.
It's the worst thing on a Thanksgiving table. Tart.
No, Steve, if you make it homemade, it's really good.
What am I, a farmer? I'm not going to make it homemade. Like, how do you even do that?
You buy cranberries, and then you put them on the stove, and then add
gelatin sheets. Okay. Right.
And then it done.
Where does one
bring it to a boil? Ick, I couldn't eat that.
Where does one even buy a cranberry?
At the produce department of your local grocer.
I don't see cranberries, I don't think.
They're usually in a bag. They come like in a sealed bag.
Oh, I've never seen them.
Really? I bet you'll see them now. I bet everywhere you go, you'll see them. You're welcome.
Cranberries.
Gravy. Hate that word.
Young gravy.
Gravy is not allowed in your carry-on because it's a liquid.
Yeah, can you make a bomb out of gravy or cranberry sauce?
Wow.
I do everything.
I mean, that's what they're talking about.
Oh, boy. What do you mean?
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, that's liquids because you can insert some type of a...
Oh, I see.
You can concoct a potion to blow up the plane.
Wow. I didn't know.
That's why we can't have liquids.
Wine and other alcohol, you can only carry them on if you bought them in the duty-free store at the airport. You know, in Minneapolis Airport, there is a wine store once you go through TSA. It's not a duty-free. It's just a wine store.
A wine store?
Yeah, like a liquor store. But they have other things too.
Donna knows where the liquor store is.
You dang right. You dang right.
Wait, are you sure you're not talking about a duty free shop?
I'm positive. At the Minneapolis airport,
Minneapolis, St. Paul, MSP. All right.
Oh,
I'm sorry, but we can't irritate our St. Paul listeners. They feel like they're the ugly stepchild or something. Whatever.
I'm with
you. Yeah, I'm just sorry. I'm just looking out for you, Donna.
So you can buy a bottle of wine?
Yes.
Donna.
Yes. And you just carry it on the plane.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not supposed to open it. Oh. No. I mean, just so you don't have to stop once you get there.
The cork naturally comes out when you reach altitude.
Oh, so funny.
It's fun to be alive.
Anyway, here's what Faba suggests.
Okay.
She says, Steve is good at timed games. She's referring to the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. Mm-hmm. Steve thinks fast. Donna does not. She's not good at timed games.
That's fair. Donna, it's like some people aren't good at timed tests.
I am terrible at them.
Donna is good at 60s, 70s, and 80s trivia. Mm-hmm. Steve is not. I say, since you have always benefited, Steve, by using the timer, you either remove the timer in the game or only have questions from the 60s, 70s, or 80s until the end of the year. Let's see if Donna can catch up. I don't think it is mathematically possible for me to catch up.
I think we actually are at that point now. Maybe. I don't think so. With our shows together before the holiday break, I don't think so. I think it's done. Now, listen, regarding Faba's tips, I don't think those are the right tips. I don't know. I just you're so close. You're so close. And very often we go to a tiebreaker. And you've won some things.
I think we're starting to bore our listeners. That's no, my fear.
No, you're in your own head on that. They play along with the game. They don't really care who wins. They're playing. That's what's enjoyable. It's not like, will Donna win? So are they going to learn? Are they going to get the answers right from their car or their workspace? I'm dancing with my body, mainly my middle torso.
Isolations.
Don't got a dirt alert. Oh, yes. Isolate. Feel the burn. Okay. The undoing cliffhanger was unbelievable. Tell you a little bit about that.